Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We will focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian, and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," John 14, verse 12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of real church. Church was never a building, although buildings are necessary for gathering together. Church is applied to the term ecclesia, the body of Christ, or a collection of believers. In the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit, this was in the homes of believers. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered, there I am." Real church is where the head is present, i.e. God manifests his presence. The body without the head is lifeless and dead. If Jesus is the head of his church, the body, then he should be present when believers gather, and that his presence will be manifested through his Holy Spirit, as unction is given to believers who are able to hear his voice, with necessary signs, wonders, healings, prophecy, deliverance, and words of knowledge. Room should be made during a service for such a time, whether it be testimony, prophecy, etc. The result of the manifestation of his presence inside the church will be 1. Worship and falling at his feet. 2. Praise, songs, and hymns will flow. 3. Reverence and awe will fill those present. 4. Love, peace, and joy will be evident. No room will be given to negative talk. 5. Words of comfort, encouragement will ensue. 6. Words and teachings of Jesus will direct the gathering. 7. Prophetic utterances will proclaim his will and direction. 8. He will confirm their message with signs and wonders, as in Mark 16, verse 19. 9. Healing in body and spirit will bring deliverance to the suffering. 10. Sharing of resources, food, and money will bring relief to those in need. The fruits of these meetings will be an overflow to the world at large. The message will be preached outside the church with signs and wonders following. The sick will be healed, demons will be cast out, the dead raised. The lost will be introduced to Jesus and brought into the kingdom. The believers will follow the voice of the shepherd. They will go out in the spirit of Isaiah. Those going will suffer rejection and persecution for his sake, like Paul's greatest opponents were religious leaders. The kingdom of heaven will be their primary focus. There will be no denominational or religious bias. The only doctrine will be the teachings of Jesus and his Holy Spirit. Questions to ask yourself about church. A study once revealed that 96% of members in a church come from dysfunctional homes. 1. How do I see church and what does it mean to me? Remember that a building is not a church, and neither do a lot of so-called churches represent Jesus to a dying world. 2. Many people say they've been hurt by church. Are you one of them? Can you realize that it is merely someone, a person who offended in ignorance or innocence, and can you forgive them? 3. We must ultimately progress from receiving only to a state of giving and serving as we mature. 4. Do you feel the Church of God has let you down? Can you answer why? The church must be a place full of hurting people who are hoping to receive healing, help, and comfort, and that those able to comfort, heal, and disciple are very few. They may not necessarily be mature Christians. 5. What should the ideal church be like? Should it not be like family, where are you welcome, and where people are trained to discern the needs of others and make you part of God's family? 6. Denominations, what are they, and is there a best one? Many denominations are offshoots of the early original church, that they had decided they had a better doctrine, a better way of understanding, and many became semi-cults without realizing it, in the process being self-deceived and deceiving many. 7. We see this in 1 Corinthians verse 12, where Paul is trying to correct erroneous beliefs in this regard, and he writes, "What I mean is this, one of you says I follow Paul, another says I follow Apollos, another one I follow Cephas, still another says I follow Christ." 9. Tradition, legalism, and theology. How do these things affect you? Are they man-made, and are you able to see past church doctrine and see if Jesus is present in word and spirit? 10. Unscriptural churches. Many are the churches whose doctrine, in fact, are unscriptural in the sense that when the book of Acts of the early disciples is analyzed, very few adhere to the apostles' doctrine and tradition. 11. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20, Paul clearly states the kingdom is not about words only, it is about the power of God. 12. How can you tell which one is best suited for you? Should it not be where the Holy Spirit of God is not only taught and preached, but there are often, and not always, signs and wonders that manifest God's presence? A place of real worship, love, healing, family, and sound teaching, with reaching out to a world in darkness. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a disciple and disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off till next time. DV, and God bless.